chalk it up to bad genes. Amanda Saint-Amour struggles with a lot of health conditions.
I have Crohn's disease, I have diabetes, high blood pressure, high triglycerides, and I had a stroke. And from all of this, I am on medication for depression as well.
She's 30, lives in Merrimack, and pulls out a small laundry basket full of pill bottles.
Basically, I take between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, about 15 pills a morning.
There's one pill missing from the stack, a drug called Trilipix. Saint-Amour has taken it for years and says it helps keep her triglyceride levels down. But when she switched jobs recently, she switched health insurance. The new insurer refused to cover it, explaining its decision in a letter.
I have the denial letter here. We gave individual consideration based on the material available to us. We could not approve coverage of this service because you did not meet the medical necessity criteria required for coverage of Trilipix because there was no documented treatment failure with two covered alternatives.
Saint-Amour hasn't taken these two alternatives because Wendy Wright won't prescribe them. She's her nurse practitioner, and she's worried about the risk of a negative interaction with some of Saint-Amour's other prescriptions. Now, Trilipix runs around $190 for a month's supply. The alternative medicine, just $54. Wright says she constantly runs into these battles.
When I choose a medicine that I think is right for that patient, I do it for a reason, not because of cost. I do it because I think it's the best medicine for that patient.
The industry calls the tactic of trying certain low-cost alternatives first step therapy. A patient starts with the cheapest drug, and if that doesn't work, moves up the steps to a more expensive one. But opponents call the practice fail first, and they've introduced legislation that would limit how many times insurers can mandate a drug failure in New Hampshire. Senator Sharon Carson is the prime sponsor.
How many times does a person have to fail? How much pain do they have to go through or some sort of an adverse reaction in order to get the medication that the doctor wanted them to have in the first place?
Carson's bill, which sailed through the Senate, doesn't seek to completely outlaw steps. Instead, it would limit the number of fails to one. So if you go through the steps and eventually land on a higher-priced drug, an insurer couldn't, down the line, force you to try that same generic again. The rule would also apply if you switch insurers.
What this legislation does is it tries to balance. It balances the needs of the insurance companies, but it also balances the needs of the patients.
Then there are the needs of drug companies. They see the steps more as hurdles to their blockbuster drugs. Pfizer is lobbying for the bill in New Hampshire, and similar legislation is pending in other New England states, suggesting a coordinated effort. A handful of states already have such bans in place. Insurance carriers, for their part, say steps make sense. In a statement, Anthem writes that, quote, step therapy programs are carefully developed using clinical guidelines and have proven effective in decreasing costs without compromising care. And the concept that doctors start with a cheaper alternative does have traction in the field. Travis Harker is a family physician and current president of the New Hampshire Medical Society.
Doctors and patients both agree they want the right medicine, but they also want a cost-effective medicine. They don't want to go bankrupt each month trying to buy a medication that maybe is the same or maybe has even marginal benefit over something that's generic.
The Medical Society does support the bill, but Harker says his bigger frustration is the time and resources doctors spend trying to figure out just what an insurer will cover. Amanda Saint-Amour and her nurse practitioner have been fighting for coverage of Trilipix for a month now.
I hope that, you know, we're able to get it covered eventually. Maybe if the practitioners keep sending in letters to my insurance company, because there's only so much I can do as one person versus the healthcare industry.
The proposed step therapy legislation hasn't been scheduled for a vote yet in the New Hampshire House. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.